I don't think I'm massively surprised by it, to be honest, Tom. I mean, I think it's a long time since any of us sat down every single morning and put the pan on and fried some bacon and fried a sausage and fried an egg, and we had that 7 days a week. I think, you know, over the last many years, I think that's been changing. And it's reckoned, the research done by Kellogg's Nutri-Grain says that 40% of women and a third of all men in the British Isles have changed their breakfast habits. And we have undoubtedly moved towards a more continental way of having breakfast.
And is that due to time constraints, do you think, or do you think people are becoming more healthy?
You see, the health one's interesting, because when I first looked at the research, I was expecting to see lots of fruit, lots of low-fat yogurt, lots of really, really healthy stuff. And in reality, it doesn't seem to be the case at all. We're getting lots of croissants, we've got pain au chocolat in there, we've got the fantastic little breakfast biscuits that you can get these days. It really seems to be, it's about lifestyle choice and it's about time. I think that's one of the really, really big things, that, you know, we don't have the time to cook for 20 minutes, sit down and eat for 10 minutes. We want to grab something on the go all of the time. And I think also, one of the big things that happens now is, I think one of the biggest fashion accessories you see on any high street these days is the coffee cup. You know, whatever brand of coffee you like, then someone will be clutching the coffee cup. So we'll tend to go out, grab ourselves a takeout, pick up a croissant, pain au chocolat, muffin, whatever it is they sort of sell there, and that will become the modern breakfast.
So would you then say that this is the end of the Great British Fry-Up?
No, I don't think it's the end of it at all.
Just during the week.
I don't think that the British Fry-Up is something that we embrace every day anyway. I think we see it as a treat. I think we see it as something special these days. And I think that's quite a nice place for it to be. You know, if you're in a hotel, that's probably the only time I would say I really would probably have a full fry-up, unless it's maybe Christmas time, birthday, or if all of a sudden I have a day off, which is a rarity. So I don't think that's the case. Do you? I mean, you know, I can't imagine that, you know, you would ever give it up.
I think for me, I sort of almost need it during the week, sort of a couple of days, just to give me a bit of energy, I'd say, rather than if I have sort of a bowl of cereal by 10 o'clock, I'm craving something.
So you should go a couple of fry-ups. That's brilliant. Well, that's good, you know. And I think what this is saying is that, you know, that no one is losing it completely. It just doesn't become, it will become a more infrequent breakfast rather than a frequent one.
But isn't that more exciting for you, though, as a chef, to be sort of doing these great fry-ups rather than providing sort of continental fruits and pan chocolates?
Well, I think the thing is, I think the difference is that what you do is you have different things now. So if you look at things like American pancakes, if you look at crepes, if you look at making granola, which is a really nice thing to make, I think there's still lots of exciting things that go on.